Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM welcome you to new episodes of Your Stories, Our Community. We will be interviewing people from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences from around the Harvey area. 12 current volunteer Harvey Community Radio announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio is thankful for the financial support for the project by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community.
Hello and welcome to Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. I'm Leslie Ugel and we are introducing our volunteer announcer, or our guest actually, that I'm going to be interviewing, Ben Sawyer. How long have you been in Harvey, in the Harvey area, and what was the reason for you coming here today?
Yeah, I moved to Harvey in 2000 during the Sydney Olympics, so I didn't have the TV connected for that bit, so I missed the second half, but yeah, I came here for work at that time, yeah.
Okay. What are the things about the Harvey area that you really think are special to you? And what are the main things in life that you enjoy doing the most?
I'll start with the most important things in my life, my three beautiful daughters. And, yeah, spending time with them, fulfills me, I guess, and it's what life's all about. And in and around Harvey, I just love that it's a rural landscape. It's close to the bush, so you can, just connect with nature and not be trapped in the urban jungle with pollution and cars and all that stuff.
Oh, shucks, that was beautiful, especially with the kids.
Yeah.
Before COVID, do you think there were some things you possibly took for granted?
I think getting on an aeroplane at a bit of a whim and going off and exploring places was, something that just seemed very simple that, really put a halt on things when COVID
hit. It did, didn't it? It really did. What were the most challenging things for you during the last 2 years of COVID?
I actually think I tried to see it as a bit of an adventure. In a way, it was something that people in our time hadn't experienced such a disruption in their life, like former generations, had suffered through wars and those sorts of things. And not that I'm saying it was like a war, but it was something that made us stop, have a different look on the way we live, and approach things in a different way. So, yeah, in many ways I thought it was a good experience to go through. That said, happy that we're on the other end of it and things are, returning to whatever normal is.
Exactly, whatever normal is.
Yeah.
Can you think of any highlights for you during that period of time?
Oh, well, I learned how to bake sourdough bread. And I finally got some plants indoors and did all those cliche things. So, yeah, those were some fun things to do. A few of those sort of oddball things you wouldn't think you'd otherwise ever do.
Baking bread. See, now that's one thing I didn't learn. I was still making the dampers.
Give me the beat. for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Anyway, did you or any of your family members suffer directly from COVID? And, you know, what were the experiences like for everyone?
Yeah, thankfully, no. And by the time my family were exposed to it, we'd all had our vaccinations and things. So everyone was lucky enough to have pretty mild experiences with it. Unlike the poor souls overseas that, really suffered terribly. And yeah, thankfully we didn't have that experience. Well, I didn't have that experience.
Thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. Apart from the direct effects of COVID, have you or someone you know had side effects or, you know, feelings of loneliness and isolation? I mean, that was a big thing, wasn't it, back then?
It certainly was. I guess, I certainly understand how that breakdown of people's connections really harming to a lot of people. I'm someone who's reasonably confident in my own skin, so I kind of like being in isolation, although too much of a good thing can be bad. So, yeah.
So what do you think the main things that have changed for you over the past 2 years of COVID?
I think particularly in my workplace is the most noticeable differences. The concept of working from home is... yeah, now just such a flexible way of doing things differently, and it's improved, I guess, work-life balance, and it's a really positive thing that's come out of it. So, opening employers' eyes that people can be productive and be at home is a really important thing.
So true. Mm. So, with regard to what's important to you, have any of your priorities changed during the last 2 years, and what would they include now?
Pretty keen to get back on an aeroplane, but that's not really a change. That's sort of resuming normal channeling, I suppose. I suppose one thing it does highlight is that I've got elderly parents, and obviously they were in that cohort that was most at risk, and just that fear of, that outside unknown coming in and affecting and potentially harming them was something that really put to the forefront of my mind. So I guess the lesson is to don't take things for granted and cherish time with important people.
That's so true, because in our culture our elders are very important to us. They hold our knowledge. Yeah. They're the people that we look to for guidance and whatnot. So so it's so important. So what do you think has changed for the Harvey area and society in general during the last 2 years of COVID? And do you think we are more resilient society now than we have been before COVID? There's two questions there.
Yeah.
But I think that they sort of mingle together, don't they?
I think so. I think in some respects you perhaps say that society is more resilient having lived through it and come out the other side. I think perhaps there are elements in society of uncertainty perhaps that wasn't there before, knowing that there is something or potential for something to come from nowhere and seep into, you know, your own place of security, I think has maybe undermined people's confidence a little bit.
So true.
And that might just take time for people to, yeah, to reassure themselves and pick up that confidence and understand through their resilience that there is a way forward and not to fear and worry about these things.
That's right. So, based on your last 2 years' experience of COVID, are you optimistic for the future? And what are some of your hopes and dreams in the coming years?
My hopes and dreams are for my girls to have positive environmental choices that they can make, and a healthy world, and that through working together with the old generation, my generation and their generation, we can come up with some of the really critical answers and decisions that will make the environment a more healthy and positive place than perhaps it would otherwise be if it's just left to, you know, bumble along with humans taking rather than giving.
Well, thank you, Ben, for sharing that with us. It was so insightful, and once again, thank you for coming along and talking on our radio show. It was amazing.
Thank you.
And I think we've got a new radio presenter here, folks. Thank you to our guest, Ben Sawyer, for coming on our radio show today. We've heard the song Drift Away by Dobie Gray earlier on, but we're going to lead out with Every Breath You Take by Sting. Once again, you've been listening to Harvey Community Radio on 96.5 FM. It's your town talking, and it's your stories.